Welcome back to the only podcast that does not have a format, a script, any rhyme or reason. I am your host, CJ, and this is Talkin' Shiz. Thank you for joining me. And don't forget to share, because sharing is caring. So share, share, share. Don't forget to follow. Rate, review as well. You can follow the show on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And I think that is all the social medias. Well, Halloween is over. And what has been going on? Well, I finally got to record again, so I'm excited. A brand new episode right here. Well, you know, at the 1st of October, I had to have emergency surgery. And why I'm bringing this up, because this is a funny story. Not the emergency surgery part, but the aftermath of it. I'll get to that. At the first of the month, I had to have emergency surgery. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. So I had a hernia that would not retract. And long story short, my wife ended up calling 911. I had an ambulance come to the house. They had to escort me, per se, to the hospital. The doctor, you know, did the test and already told him what it was, because I knew I had this hernia, and I actually had plans to have the surgery toward the end of October. All this was in my plans, and this is what sucks about getting older. My body said, nope. You're going to do what I say you're going to do. Screw your plans. I'm going to do whatever I want. So as you get older, your body becomes a toddler that doesn't listen, and it throws a fit when you try to do other things. I ended up having surgery. It was like 7 o'clock that Sunday evening. And as you're aware, that the doctors will give you anesthesia, or the anesthesiologist will give you anesthesia so you can sleep during this whole process. And you really can't remember, like, when you wake up, you know, you're still kind of droggy and so forth. I don't remember much after. I remember some type of chicken noodle soup. And I think that's about it, to be honest. And I remember when the anesthesia wore off, I was going through my phone. It was like toward the next day in the morning, sometime mid-morning. And I was getting these emails. And I was like, why am I getting so many emails? And as I was checking my email, I saw these outbid notifications from eBay. Apparently, when I was under the influence of anesthesia, I went to eBay and I was bidding on Funko Pops. Thankfully, I was outbid, because I do not remember any of that. And my bank account, my bank account would have been screaming, what the hell are you doing? So the lesson here is, do not have any type of electronic device that you can access shopping websites when you are under the influence of anesthesia. That is the lesson here. And I told my wife, next time I have surgery, please keep my phone away from me. Since I am talking about something scary, I did find this story. Check this out. I found this a lot more scarier than any ghost story I have ever read or found. They have found, and this is in the New York Post, so you can go and read this. And this, at first when I saw this and read this, I thought this was fake. I really did. I did not believe this. But it's true. This is so true. They have found a fossilized human turd. Yep, you heard me. A fossilized human turd. And it belonged to a sick Viking in the 19th century. And it has been valued at $39,000. If I knew my poo was worth so much money, I would be saving it and burying it in the yard and digging it up 20, 30 years later and say, hey, this came from an 18th century Victorian man. And I'm like, why does this matter? Why are we so interested in poo? It's very shitty if you ask me. This right here, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. How do you know it was a sick Viking? How do you know it did come from an animal? I guess they ran tests. That's the only thing I can tell you. But this specimen is 8 inches long and 2 inches wide. And it would was discovered in Northwest England in 1972 by construction workers during the, as they were building. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. Could you imagine that? So this was from 1972, and now they're reporting on it since now it's 2023. But this is why that guy was sick and he died. That's why that Viking died. It was 8 inches long and 2 inches wide. That's big. That is really, really big. I mean, could you imagine, though, being a construction worker and, you know, you're doing your shoveling and you're digging and you're, you know, picking, and you look down and go, what is this? Oh, well, this is a turd. Oh, well, we should call some scientists to come down here and take a look at this. This might be valuable. In 1991, the huge poo had another red letter moment. Well, I wouldn't call it a red letter moment, maybe a brown letter moment. A scientist, Dr. Andrew Jones, appraised the piece in the name of insurance. And he said, this is the most exciting piece of excrement I've ever seen. Hold up. So he's excited over a piece of poo, and he got excited. He was like, yeah. So this guy goes around and insuring poo. And you would just call him up on the poo line and go, hey, Dr. Jones, my name is Mr. Griffin, and I've got this great specimen sitting in my toilet. Could you come over here and take a look at it? So he comes over to your house. He makes house calls and go, well, looking at this specimen, I can tell it's definitely got some girth. And you know, it's a little brownish green. It's a little nutty, but I can say we can insure this for $100,000. Could you grab a fishing net and we can scoop this right out? He said, this is the most exciting piece of excrement he's ever seen. And he told this to the Wall Street Journal. Well, I do have a couple of questions. One, how many pieces of crap has this guy seen that he's like, wow, that is one amazing turd? Second question is, can I start insuring my poo now? Can I call up my insurance company? We are farmers. Da, 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 da. We now insurance poo because we have covered all and seen it all. He said, in its own way, it's irreplaceable than the crown jewels. There we go. That's fantastic. We're comparing poo to jewels. Today, this log resides in a glass box at the York Viking Center in York, England, where in 2003, visitors dropped it, breaking it into three pieces. Since then, it's been repaired. Hey, Dad, come here and look at this. Can I get a picture of this? Come on. All right, George, you stand right there. We're going to get a picture of this poo. How do you piece it together? Do you super glue it together? Do you weld it back together? Make it one whole piece again? Why in the name of Charmin would anyone want to pick up a piece of poo? I don't get that. Why? Why would you touch that? That's nasty. That is human waste. I don't care if it's fossilized. It's still a turd. It came from someone's butt. When did this become a thing? When did this become a thing? Like, we're insuring poo, and poo is the thing that we're doing. Since we're talking about poo, I've seen videos on TikTok, and I've actually put this video on my TikTok page so you can go and find it. This guy walking in a mall, and this, when I say this is scary for me, it's scary because people are so nasty, and it seems like this is the society that we live in now. This guy walking in a mall, he's wearing some cargo shorts, it looks like, and he was like, da-da-da-da-da, bloop, bloop, bloop. He craps on the floor and keeps it moving like nothing happened. Like nothing happened. Moments later, this guy getting off of the escalator comes up. Dada, what a great day. Such a beautiful day to be in the mall. Steps in it, slips, and falls into some luggage. If I stepped in that and I fell, oh, I would be so mad. I'd be like, give me that security camera. I'm going to find this guy and I'm going to bust him up. I'm going to do something because that's just nasty. I'm going to take my shoe, shove it in his face. He's like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? I cannot believe how nasty someone can be. Just pooping the floor. What would you call this incident? A hit and run? Assault and battery? I mean, what would you call this? I mean, I'm trying to really figure it out. I mean, what kind of charges would this be? I mean, I guess it would be a biohazard, right? Because it is human feces. But what would you call this? I mean, how would you write that up in a police report? I cannot fathom this. This dude minding his own business and whoop, slips in a pile of poo. It's all over him. And I know the smell's got to be bad. And he falls into this luggage, so I know his back is hurting. How nasty this is. Nasty. Okay, don't judge me. Okay, because I do not know how these videos are coming across my timeline on TikTok. I don't know. You're just scrolling, right? And just something catches your eye. And that's what happened here. And I guess because one little incident caught my eye, TikTok is like, well, hey, you kind of like these videos. We're going to give you a whole bunch of them for your FYP. But anyway, this next video I saw was just as nasty as the one I just spoke about. This woman was in a supermarket in this aisle. It looks like next to the deli section. And this other lady, she was looking on the shelf, at the shelf. She was picking something up, and it looked like in her car she had her baby with her in a car seat in the cart. And this woman, she started grabbing her stomach. All of a sudden, she goes next to the cooler, refrigerator, whatever it's called, where you see your deli meats. She lifts up her dress and takes a crap. Next to the smoked ham and roast beef, she decided to add some dookie butter right next to the deli meats. What is wrong with people? What is seriously wrong with people? They're nasty. Are you telling me you could not make it to the bathroom? That you gotta get your dookie butter all over the meats? It's nasty. What is wrong with people? I can't even, like, fathom this. There's so many videos of people just shitting in the floor. Is this what we have to look forward to now every time we go out? This is why I don't go outside anymore. I don't trust people. They could be shitting in the floor. It's scary. It is really scary that people are doing this. Is it just more convenient just to shit in the floor than to look for a bathroom? I'm pretty sure stores do have signs that says restrooms. I'm sure it's there. I've seen one a couple of times in different stores. It's there. Is it just you're lazy and you don't feel like walking to the bathroom? Now, I understand, like, if you have, like, the bubble guts and it's hard to make it, but that's when you just got to clench hard. You got to tell your sphincter, say, listen here, Mr. Sphincter, we're not going to do this in the store. We're going to be humans, and we're going to have to just go to this toilet. We can't just do it anywhere. That's just being courteous to people. We're not animals. You know, we don't go around marking our territory. We don't go pissing on everything and shitting on everything. If that's the case, I saw a Porsche the other day. If I knew I could just piss on it and make it mine, I would have done it. How hard is it to find a bathroom? I don't get it. I cannot fathom this. People rather just shit in the floor instead of looking for a bathroom. Lazy. That's what it has to be, is laziness. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. I'm really shaking my head because there's so many people doing this and they're being caught. I saw this one guy, he got so sick at his stomach that he was in a subway tunnel and this guy was mopping. He ends up taking a crap in this dude's mop bucket. Like, seriously, what are you eating that you cannot wait to go to the bathroom? Whatever it is, don't eat it no more. I can't talk about poo no more. Since we are talking about crazy things that people do in our society now, Halloween was earlier in the week, and I have been seeing videos of these rude-ass children stealing the whole bowl of candy when clearly there's a sign that says, please take one. This is so agitating. What type of parents are teaching their kids this? I posted a video of parents actually involved in this. They're just scooping up candy, putting it in their purse, and just grabbing it and going on about their business. This is what you're teaching your kids, is to be greedy and selfish. Are we that hard up on candy that we have to take all of the bowl? Like, oh my gosh, I've never seen candy before. It's not like they sell it in the store. Let's go ahead and grab it all. It's not like if we wait a day after Halloween, all the Halloween candy is going to be 70% off. No, let's grab it now because it's free. And you wonder why your kids are in trouble. And then you want to be in this disillusionment. That can't be my kid. My kid's a good kid. He don't do that type of shit. Oh, yeah, he does. And he learned it from you. So many videos like this. And it's so disgusting that you're raising your kids to be complete assholes. I want to say so much, but I'm really holding back because it's not worth it. It's not worth my time and energy. I will say this, though. Don't teach your kids to be assholes. Don't teach them to be greedy and selfish. It's sharing. That's what you're supposed to do. You share. And for you to teach your kids just to grab and go and be disrespectful to someone else's property, that's just wrong on your part. If I saw my kids doing this, I would grab their bag from them. I would empty all their candy into that bowl onto that person's porch. You cannot get away with this now because there's cameras on almost everyone's porch now. I would come back, dump it all in there. We're going to go straight home. And they're going to be grounded. Their electronics going to be taken away, whatever. I'll be like, sorry, son, you lost all your candy. This is what happens when you're rude and disrespectful and you don't follow the rules. And we're going to go home and I'm going to take all the electronics away. Laptop, Switch, PS5, 4, Xbox, 112, whatever's out there. I'm taking it all away. You're not going to get anything. You're going to be grounded for the next week for embarrassing me because I did not raise you to be like that. I raised you to be kind to people. When I was younger, that's one thing you did not do in public is embarrass your parents. Because on your way home, that's like the Green Mile. That was like the longest car ride ever in history. And when you got home, or when I got home, oh man, my dad let me have it. You don't do that. You don't embarrass your parents out in public. The dumbass part about this is that it's candy. It's not money, gold, diamonds, anything like that. It's just candy. Stupid. Stupid. And just like someone who has a stomach issue, I gotta go. Thank you guys so much for listening. And don't forget to be the best you, because that's all you can be. So be the best you. As a famous philosopher once said, here I sit, brokenhearted. Thought I had to poop, but I only farted. See you guys next time on another episode of Talkin' Shiz.